Up next, Flora is here with our video pick of the week. Flora, what have you got for us today?
Today we have The Astonishing Creature Hour continues with our video pick. Let me introduce you, if you haven't heard of this creature already, to the water bear, a.k.a. the tardigrade. These little 1 millimeter long creatures, they're called water bears because they look like teeny tiny puffy little bears, but with eight legs. They're adorable, if I may editorialize.
Of course. Yes.
Which always. Mm-hmm. And their special claim to fame is that they can survive almost anything, it seems. So let me just give you some specific examples. You can boil a tardigrade and it will live to tell the tale. You can put it down to below 1 degree Kelvin. Now, 0 degrees Kelvin is where molecular motion stops. So
1 degree Kelvin.
And it will survive. You can dry it out for years and not feed it. It will come back to life. It can live in the deepest parts of the ocean. It can survive the vacuum of space. These guys are crazy. I don't know how else to put it. They're amazing.
Wow. And so where do we find them?
On our website, sciencefriday.com.
Good segue. There are video pick of the week. Flora Luckman's got them up on our website as our video pick of the week. And what do we see? What are they doing? Uncovering all these secrets on the video.
They're crawling around a petri dish, but yeah. You see them through the microscope. They're probably in your backyard, too. So they live in all of these extreme environments, or they can live in these extreme environments. But they also are in, like, every puddle.
Right.
Or I don't know every puddle.
Right.
They're
right.
Common.
They're out there in nature, and they have learned how to survive just about anything.
Right. So this is why researchers are – one of the reasons why researchers like Bob Goldstein at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is interested in them. He studies how organisms develop, and one of the things that he's been looking at is how do these organisms develop, what genes control their ability to survive in all of these different places.
Right.
And so he's you know, we actually talked to him years ago for this video, but I checked in with him this week on what's new, and they're actually working on sequencing the water bear genome. So stay tuned for part
wow.
two. I can't wait.
Wow.
To figure out, you know, to try to unravel what genes are responsible for these sort of amazing ability to survive.
Yeah. You know, no wonder they sterilize those Martian landers when they send them. Imagine if some water bears
populating Mars.
They can survive just about anything.
They can survive radiation, too. So I think that's an apt point.
And it's our video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com along with all of our other great flora videos up there.
Can I add one more fun
sure,
fact about
please.
These guys? They're in their own phylum, too. So you might be thinking, you know, what are these guys related to? Nothing. we're in a phylum with sea slugs, so sea squirts. So, you know.
But these water bears
they're their own branch.
Well, I would imagine if you can survive all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And you can be zapped with radiation, frozen to almost absolute zero. You can dry up or you go into some sort of...
It's called the tun phase. They sort of shrivel up, become desiccated, and then they can just survive all of these things and then be brought back to life.
And they just wait for the right moment to...
You just drop a water, I think we'll do it.
A drop of water. And if you want to learn all about that, go to our website at sciencefriday.com and see these water bears. What's their full name again?
They're tardigrades.
Tardigrades.
Some people have also called them moss piglets. I think our listeners already know about them. And so if you are a water bear enthusiast, also leave us a comment with your water bear tale. I think there's no shortage of amazing stories about these guys, so I'm sure we missed some in the video.
That's right. Good idea. Go to our website and watch the video and then leave a comment. Maybe you had your own experience with them.
Yep.
And also, while you're there, you can surf over and read all the other good stuff we have there. Thank you, Flora.
Thank you, Ira.
Flora Luckman with our pick of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that make sure you can go out and see Comet Pan's stars this weekend. It's around sunset. It's going to be showing up. It is supposedly spectacular. It was up in the southern hemisphere, and they had great sightings of it. Now you should be able to see it around sunset here in the northern hemisphere. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our correspondent and managing editor for video. Our associate senior producer, Christopher Intagliata. Denise Chow, our associate producer. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Neil Rauch, our technical director at the controls here in New York, ably assisted by Sarah Fishman. If you missed any part of our program, go to our website. As I say, the videos are up there. You can take them home with you on, we have our apps, of course, are there, iPhone and Android. Point your tablet to it. Watch the video in living color on the tablet. It looks beautiful. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flato in New York.